from KQED.
Law enforcement investigators discovered a 600-foot drug delivery tunnel Tuesday inside a produce warehouse a few blocks north of the Mexican border. This would be the time of year for it. It's marijuana harvest season again in Baja California. Amy Isaacson got a tour of the tunnel and reports this latest bust is one of a string of busts that merely hint at the size of the trade.
The tunnel runs between two nondescript warehouses, one in Tijuana, the other in an industrial area of San Diego. While the buildings may be bland, the inside of the tunnel is elaborate. The entrance on the Tijuana side has an elevator. The Mexican army let reporters ride it down into the tunnel's depths. It's warm and it smells musty. There's wood paneling, lights, and an entire rail system. Authorities say smugglers used a cart, looks like a mining cart, to ferry the drugs beneath the border, about 600 yards away, to the United States.
A highly efficient mechanism to move narcotics in an underground environment.
Derek Benner heads Immigration and Customs Enforcement in San Diego.
Fortunately, the cartel's elaborate plans failed.
Authorities seized 33 tons of marijuana and arrested six people. It's the second tunnel authorities have found in just 2 weeks. It's almost becoming a tradition at this time of the year. For the last 3 years, authorities have uncovered a tunnel or two in the late fall. Bill Sherman is in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration in San Diego.
And coming up, they want to be prepared and they want to have enough product on this side to sustain their operations throughout the holidays when they're not as active.
Sherman says the recent tunnel finds in marijuana hauls are evidence that the Sinaloa cartel, Mexico's largest drug operation, has a growing presence in Tijuana. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.